With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. From the mid-Atlantic to the northeast, a powerful blizzard generating high winds and a lot of snow, up to 2 feet in some places.
This is actually a lot of snow.
And for people like New York resident Trey Story, that means breaking out the snow shovels.
Well, the snow's wet and heavy. I'm out of breath. I might have broken a sweat. It's like a warm-up for the day.
New York City among localities banning all unnecessary road travel. There have been thousands of flight cancellations, and it could be midweek before air travel gets back to normal. Schools are closed in cities including New York and Boston. Conservatives making fun, meanwhile, New York Mayor Zohran Mamdani's requirement that those signing up to be paid snow shovelers must provide 5 pieces of identification, GOP strategist Air McGuire.
Mamdani doesn't believe that people can get IDs to go vote. That's racism. That's suppressing votes. But if you want to get paid by the city of New York to shovel out your neighbors, you better have 5 forms of ID.
The Supreme Court has agreed to hear from oil and gas companies. They're trying to block lawsuits seeking to hold the industry liable for billions of dollars damage allegedly linked to climate change. That lawsuit coming from the city and county of Boulder in Colorado. A federal judge has permanently barred the release of a report by Special Counsel Jack Smith on his investigation into President Trump's holding of classified documents at his Mar-a-Lago estate. District Judge Eileen Cannon granted a request from the Republican president to keep under wraps that report in the probe that resulted in criminal charges against him in 2023. Cannon dismissed that case altogether in 2024 after concluding that Smith had been unlawfully appointed, and she also said the release of the report now would present what she calls a manifest injustice to Trump and his co-defendants. This is SRN News. Lawmakers in Tennessee are working on a gay marriage bill.
The legislation, which has passed the state's House of Representatives, would not invalidate same-sex unions, but it would establish that private citizens and organizations do not have to recognize gay marriages and cannot be punished for refusing to do so. Back in 2006, before the U.S. Supreme Court legalized homosexual unions nationwide, Tennessee voters approved an amendment banning them. The bill now goes to the Tennessee Senate. Michael Harrington reporting.
Pope Leo is facing his first crisis within the Catholic Church. A breakaway conservative group has rejected the Vatican's offer of talks. The position of the Society of Pius X suggests a collision course with the pontiff over its planned consecrations of new bishops without his consent. The SSPX counts more than 700 priests and 264 seminarians amongst its ranks. This is SRN News. Secret Service agent shot and killed an intruder at President Trump's Mar-a-Lago resort over the weekend.
Early Sunday morning, an armed man drove into the secure perimeter of Mar-a-Lago in Palm Beach, Florida, before being shot and killed. The U.S. Secret Service says the man entered the property with a gas can and a shotgun. When he raised the weapon to a shooting position, the agents and a local sheriff's deputy fired. Although President Trump often spends weekends at his resort, he was at the White House when the incident occurred. Greg Clugston reporting.
Lindsey Vonn says she nearly lost her leg following that crash at the Milan Cortina Olympics. Vonn detailed the extent of her injuries in an Instagram post. The 41-year-old Vonn says the crash, which took place on February 8th, caused compartment syndrome in her left leg after the crash. The condition can trap swelling and blood in the muscle. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.